Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coalition of anti-violence groups joining with police and city council to launch a home gun check campaign. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Terry Gregg explains, it's a response to a recent rash of unfortunate shootings involving children.
Somebody died. Somebody's going to jail for life. There are no winners.
Councilmember Curtis Jones stood inside Philadelphia City Council chambers on Wednesday, surrounded by faith leaders, anti-violence groups, police, and more, asking parents and others to step up and search homes, garages, basements, and backyards for illegal guns.
If you happen to find a gun, turn it in. No questions asked.
Bilal Kiyum runs the Father's Day Rally Committee. He organized the grassroots effort that brings in trusted third-party community partners to collect the guns. And while those who turn them in will not get paid, they will get peace of mind.
We're going to take the gun. We're going to make sure it never sees the street again.
Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says it's not a trick. They will not arrest folks for turning guns in. They want to save lives.
One time we go back on that, that ends any possibility of doing this, and we understand that.
For legal gun owners, officials say lock up your firearm using gun locks and gun safes and report them if they are lost or stolen. For dates and locations for the gun give back, go to KYWNewsRadio.com. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.